From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. If you received your copy of Amateur Radio magazine, you will see that the WIA has made its submission to the ACMA on the results of the high-power trials by advanced grade amateurs. This is the midwinter down under, and there is a certain nostalgia for the days of old when the glow from the station rigs brought, with it a degree of warmth also. There was a certain comfort factor when the valves were the current technology. Somehow the glow of small LED indicators doesn't bring the same satisfaction. Even the smells that accompanied the old technology, like the waft of the Sunday roast, evoked memories of contacts and friends that held you involved with their voices from the speaker. Perhaps if the higher power is gifted to the fraternity, some of the stations will glow again, and the joy of the hobby will be enhanced by the friendly glow of power valves. But then again, with the cost of mains electricity having gone off like a skyrocket, only the few will play with high power until they find their hands no longer reach the bottoms of their pockets. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Q News. We've reported. You decide.